Welcome, fellow adventurers, to a brand new episode of Zane's Adventure Zone. I'm your host, Zane, in my AI voice, and today we're heading back thousands of years to uncover the mysteries of ancient Egypt. You may have seen photos of giant pyramids or hieroglyphics before, but beyond just recognizing these famous icons, have you ever imagined what it was really like to live alongside the River Nile under the rule of powerful pharaohs? Like you, I've always been fascinated by ancient Egypt, but found it hard to picture from textbook facts. That's the problem we'll solve today. Instead of just reciting dry history, we're going to transport back in time so you can experience this ancient civilization for yourself. As your guide on this quest, we'll explore the triumphs and traditions of ancient Egypt that made it one of the greatest and longest-lasting empires in history. This journey will bring its culture and accomplishments to life, so you can discover what shaped this iconic ancient society. Here's our plan to uncover the secrets of ancient Egypt. First, we'll survey the land and see how the Nile River and deserts provided for and protected the ancient Egyptians. Next, we'll discover how the godlike pharaohs ruled over Egypt and commissioned epic pyramids and temples. After exploring daily life for ancient people, we'll encounter the many deities of their fascinating religion and afterlife beliefs. We'll also reveal amazing innovations in writing, science, medicine, and more. From walled cities to mummification rituals, we'll experience this ancient world from all angles. If you embark on this journey with me, here's the adventure that awaits. You'll gain insights into ancient Egypt that go far beyond your textbooks. You'll feel like you're actually there. You'll discover little-known facts that will awe your friends and family. Most importantly, you'll look at history in a whole new way and see that people from long ago were just as complex as we are today. The skills you gain analyzing primary sources will make you a better critical thinker. But if you decide to skip this quest, here's what you'll miss out on. You won't get to piece together the story of this influential ancient civilization and understand why it captured the imagination of people for thousands of years. You'll miss out on discovering the amazing accomplishments of ancient Egypt that still influence our world today. Without looking at history up close, it will remain dry and inaccessible. The choice is yours. In this episode, I'll be your guide to make ancient Egypt come alive with exciting stories and insights. I hope you'll join me. Now, let's set sail and begin uncovering the secrets of pharaohs and pyramids on the Nile. Our journey starts by understanding the geography that allowed Egyptian civilization to flourish. The long, lush Nile River Valley was the lifeblood of Egypt for over 3,000 years. Each summer, the Nile flooded its banks, depositing rich black soil. This made farming easy for ancient Egyptians. They grew staple crops like barley, wheat, vegetables, figs, and grapes along the Nile. Agriculture produced food and allowed early communities to thrive in a growing population. The reliable flooding cycle meant Egyptians could prosper with stable food supplies year after year. But beyond the fertile valley lay barren deserts in every direction. These harsh Saharan dunes isolated Egypt from neighboring lands, but also protected early settlers from invasion. Egypt occupied a natural stronghold that enabled Egyptian society to advance with few outside interruptions for millennia. The stark contrast between the narrow green strip of Nile Valley and the sweeping deserts defined Egypt itself. Most Egyptians lived huddled along the ribbon of the Nile, unable to stray far into the waterless wastes. Their world was the life-giving river. Around 3500 BC, the first agrarian communities arose along the Nile. Over centuries, an early Egyptian culture emerged. Advances like elaborate pottery, jewelry, and crafted weapons appeared. Powerful chiefs arose and competed for supremacy. Finally, around 3100 BC, King Narmer defeated all rivals and unified Upper and Lower Egypt into one kingdom. he established a centralized rule that gave rise to the dynasties of god kings, the all-powerful pharaohs. For nearly 3,000 years after Narmer, pharaohs reigned supreme over Egypt as both political leaders and living deities. The pharaoh embodied divine power on earth and channeled the gods' favor to ensure prosperity like Nile floods. Ancient Egyptians viewed their god-king as an intermediary between the divine and human realms. In life, the pharaoh maintained order and made Egypt rich and strong. After death, he joined the eternal gods in the heavens. The pharaoh was absolute ruler of Egypt, with subjects sworn to obey his every decree. He controlled the army, collected taxes, owned all land, oversaw laws and decrees, and ordered monumental building projects. Artworks from palaces and tombs depict pharaohs as regal figures wearing tall golden headdresses with images of sacred cobras ready to strike Egypt's enemies. They carry ceremonial staffs and crooks to signify their divine status. One way pharaohs demonstrated their power and wealth was by constructing elaborate pyramid tombs. Ancient Egyptians believed pharaohs became gods in the afterlife, so they buried them in majestic tombs filled with luxuries and riches fit for gods. The most famous are the colossal pyramids erected around 2500 BC at Giza by 4th dynasty, pharaohs Khufu, Khafre, and Menkaure. Khufu's Great Pyramid rises nearly 500 feet tall and contains over 2 million stone blocks, weighing hundreds of tons each. For thousands of years after, no structure on earth matched the towering height of the Great Pyramids. Inside the pyramids are a maze of tunnels leading to a burial chamber, where the pharaoh's mummified body rested alongside treasure like gold, statues, and thrones. The pyramids exemplify the absolute power wielded by divine pharaohs. In addition to self-glorifying pyramids, pharaohs also commissioned sprawling temple complexes to honor Egypt's many gods. Temples like Karnak feature rows of towering columns and stone obelisks carved with hieroglyphs exalting the pharaoh. By directing temple construction, pharaohs reinforced their role as bridge between gods and men. This godlike status was the basis for their authority over Egypt for 3,000 years through 30 dynasties. But around 1350 BC, a radical pharaoh named Akhenaten tried to upend tradition by introducing worship of a single god, the sun disk called the Aten. For a brief time, Egypt shifted toward a monotheistic religion with Akhenaten as the sole conduit to the one true god. However, worship of the Aten died with Akhenaten. Subsequent pharaohs quickly restored the old polytheistic traditions and the concept of the pharaoh's divine status. Some see Akhenaten as an early proponent of monotheism, but his religious revolution didn't last beyond his own reign. Now that we've explored how pharaohs ruled Egypt, let's unearth more about the ancient gods and religion that shaped Egyptian life for millennia. Unlike many faiths today, Egyptian religion didn't have set scriptures or doctrines. It centered on maintaining harmony and order in society and the universe, called Maat. Following religious rituals was thought to sustain Maat. Gods took wildly imaginative forms like jackal-headed Anubis, cat goddess Bastet, baboon deity Thoth, and falcon Horus. Most had an animal head atop a human body to link the mortal and divine realms. Myths described gods' exploits in highly symbolic terms. But there was no standard canon. Stories varied widely in different cities and eras. This flexibility allowed the religion to endure 3,000 years despite sweeping political change. Deities represented natural forces, emotions, and places, both positive and destructive. Egyptians believed the gods' favor kept the Nile flooding and sun shining. People offered gifts at temple altars to earn gods' blessings and ward off chaos. While we have time for only a glimpse today, Egyptian mythology is filled with fascinating tales. They lend insight into ancient beliefs, values, and visions of the cosmos. We'll revisit to explore myths and deities much more in future episodes. Now, let's shift our gaze from the temples of the gods and pharaohs to glimpse everyday life for most ancient Egyptians. Despite royal monuments that captured the imagination for millennia, daily existence for most Egyptians focused on the cycles of the Nile more than grand tombs or temples. Outside cities, most Egyptians lived in small mud brick houses in villages lining the fertile Nile Valley. Inside homes, life centered on the family. Houses had few rooms separated simply into areas like kitchens, sleeping quarters, and storage. Daily life depended on the agricultural cycle and Nile. Egyptian farmers leveraged the river currents to irrigate fields for growing crops like grain, vegetables, figs, dates, pomegranates, and more. Many Egyptians fished the Nile for food. When the Nile flooded each July, farmers awaited the water to recede and deposit a new layer of fertile black soil. Just as their ancestors had for centuries, Egyptians would coax abundant crops from the revitalized earth. While many Egyptians worked as farmers, others labored as potters, bakers, builders, craftsmen, merchants, scribes, priests, and servants in a complex economic web. In urban centers like Thebes and Memphis, vendors hawked wares at busy markets filled with sounds, scents, and color evoking the bustle of modern bazaars. Shoppers examined fine linens, gold jewelry, richly painted pottery, baskets of exotic spices, and staples like wheat, barley, dates, onions, and beer. In districts near pyramids, skilled craftsmen produced beautiful luxury objects for royal tombs, all for the comfort of pharaohs in the afterlife. Their exquisite workmanship in materials like gold, wood, stone, and glass raised Egyptian artistry to new heights. Leisure time offered moments of fun and relaxation. Evening might find Egyptians playing a board game like Senet for adults or Knucklebones for children. Other recreations included hunting waterfowl in the marshes, fishing the Nile, playing musical instruments like lutes and harps, dancing and clapping hands while singers performed poetry. For ancient Egyptians, good times in this life were only part of a much greater eternal journey. Their extraordinary beliefs about death and rebirth in the afterlife shaped Egyptian innovation and culture in many ways. Like many ancient cultures, Egyptians believed a final judgment awaited in the afterlife. But they carried a unique vision of the afterlife into every tomb. Egyptians believed mortal existence continued in an eternal realm with one soul freed from the body. They yearned to pass into an ideal afterlife, brimming with all they enjoyed in this life. To prepare for eternity, Egyptians developed elaborate mummification processes. Powerful spells and magic rituals preserved and animated the body so one's soul could return after death. In an ingenious technique, embalmers first removed organs to be separately preserved, then dehydrated the body with special salts called natron. They carefully wrapped the dried corpse to create an intact mummy encased in yards of linen. The lengthy embalming transformed mortal remains into an immortal home for the soul. Mummies and their nested coffins and sarcophagi are icons of ancient Egypt for good reason. Their fusion of science and spirituality is astonishing. The dry desert climate actually naturally mummified buried bodies over time. In the Old Kingdom, Egyptians perfected a 70-day artificial process that removed organs and desiccated the body. This mummy was then entombed, surrounded by supplies for eternal life. Egyptian burials brimmed with goods reflecting one's status. Clothes, jewelry, food, furniture, tools, pets, and even mummified servants. Wealthy Egyptians planned their lavish tombs for decades. Spells and maps like the Book of the Dead guarded the soul on its perilous path to eternity. Judgment scenes showed one's heart weighed on a scale against truth. Journeying to the ancient sites, seeing mummies firsthand and descending into painted tombs, still radiating magic after thousands of years, is an unforgettable, spine-tingling experience. We'll revisit later for more on mummies and burial rituals. For now, it's time to shift our gaze to Egyptian achievements that shaped civilization worldwide for millennia. Their innovations made Egypt both highly advanced and extremely influential. One pivotal Egyptian invention was writing. Around 3200 BC, they pioneered one of humanity's first writing systems, hieroglyphs. This complex script used hundreds of picture symbols that represented sounds, ideas, and words. Only scribes from noble families could learn the entire hieroglyphic vocabulary and penmanship. Scribes became a powerful literate elite, conveying decrees, maintaining records, and writing religious texts. Scribes wrote with brushes on papyrus, a paper-like material made by weaving thin papyrus plant strips together. For longer texts, individual papyrus sheets were glued into scrolls over 20 feet long. In addition to hieroglyphs, scribes used two other scripts derived from hieroglyphs. Hieratic used simplified glyph forms and flowing strokes to write faster in ink. Later, Demotic script evolved further as a shorthand version. The famous Rosetta Stone provided the breakthrough, allowing modern decipherment of hieroglyphs. On it appears identical text in Greek, Demotic, and hieroglyphics. This matched symbols to Greek words. The expressive pictorial hieroglyphs gracing temple and tomb walls for over 3,000 years never ceased to amaze me. Unlocking their meanings revealed poetry, myths, rituals, history, and more as the ancient Egyptians heard them. In upcoming episodes, we'll explore Egyptian literature and other writings on papyrus to hear these voices from the distant past. Deciphering hieroglyphs opened a direct channel to ancient Egypt. Beyond writing, Egyptian architectural and artistic achievements also inspire awe thousands of years later. Their technical proficiency and sheer scale remain staggering. Massive pyramids, towering obelisks, imposing statues, and soaring colonnades demonstrate an unprecedented command of engineering and design. Jewelry, painting, and sculpture exemplify their creative mastery of materials like gold, granite, and limestone. In mathematics, Egyptians calculated complex geometry. They accurately designed pyramids, temples, and ramps using principles like the pyramid slope ratio and circle circumference formula. Astronomers charted the night sky in detail, creating the first known star clocks and 365-day calendar. This precision seeded later advances in astronomy and mathematics. In medicine, skilled specialists treated diseases and injuries. Doctors practiced surgery, reset broken bones, performed eye operations, and used medicines from natural ingredients. Their empirical observations and data collection resemble modern scientific methods. Egyptian doctors were renowned across the ancient Near East for their knowledge and skill. From shipbuilding to metallurgy, faience to architecture, Egyptians mixed creativity with technical precision to produce wonders still unmatched after thousands of years. Their intrepid spirit will inspire generations to come. That concludes our first foray, uncovering ancient Egypt. We explored how geography and god kings shaped their world, glimpsed religion and daily life, encountered mummies and pyramids, and surveyed cultural heights few civilizations have matched. But there are many more mysteries yet to uncover in future episodes. We'll translate hieroglyphs, interview deities, examine art and artifacts firsthand, reconstruct ancient meals, follow explorers to distant lands, and much more. This epic quest has only just begun. Thanks for joining my adventure today. Come back next time as we continue deepening and broadening our journey into the ancient world along the Nile. There are so many more aspects of this storied civilization to reveal. See you on our next exploration.